Here's something nobody tells you about time management. The problem isn't that you don't have enough time. The problem is that you've never been taught how to use the time you already have. Most of us stumble through our weeks like sleepwalkers, reacting to whatever emergency screams loudest, convinced that if we could just work harder, sleep less, or find one more productivity hack, everything would finally click into place. But what if the path to feeling less overwhelmed didn't require superhuman discipline or a complete life overhaul? Let's be honest. When you think about improving your life, you probably imagine dramatic changes, a new career, a fitness transformation, finally writing that novel. You don't picture something as mundane as setting a bedtime, yet this unglamorous habit might be the most powerful change you can make. Here's the counterintuitive truth. Going to bed earlier is how adults sleep in. Most of us get around 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but we feel perpetually exhausted because we're ping-ponging between undersleeping and oversleeping in chaotic patterns that leave our bodies confused and our minds foggy. We stay up late scrolling through our phones, telling ourselves we deserve this precious me time after everyone else's needs have been met. Then we drag ourselves through the next day, tasks taking twice as long, mistakes multiplying, until our bodies force us to crash at inconvenient moments. The solution isn't complicated. Calculate when you actually wake up, not when you wish you woke up, count backward by the hours you need to sleep, and set an alarm 15 minutes before that bedtime to start winding down. Simple, right? Yet most of us resist this with surprising intensity. Setting a bedtime means admitting the day is over, surrendering those quiet evening hours when the house finally settles and we can breathe. But here's what happens when you actually do it. Your energy for handling daily responsibilities jumps by 13%. You stop making that false trade-off between sleep and productivity, realizing that exhaustion doesn't buy you more time. It steals the quality of the time you have. People who maintained consistent bedtimes reported having the best days of the week when they slept well, waking with enough energy to accomplish everything they'd planned. One person called it the least sexy but most useful rule, which might be the most honest endorsement of ever. Picture Monday morning, coffee in hand, overwhelmed, spending the first hour figuring out what needs doing. Now imagine sitting down already knowing your three key priorities. You don't spend Monday morning planning, you spend it doing. This is the magic of Friday planning. 20 minutes each Friday to map out the week ahead. Why Friday? You're probably not starting anything new then anyway, and planning before the weekend means you enter Monday with clarity instead of anxiety. Those Sunday scaries dissolve when you know what's coming. The real shift isn't just tracking appointments, it's actively designing your week across all life domains. When crisis hits, you're adjusting a plan, not scrambling blindly. We've engineered physical activity out of modern life, then wonder why we feel terrible. Meanwhile, research shows exercise rivals pharmaceuticals for treating depression, insomnia, and chronic pain. A 5-minute burst of activity can raise your energy from a 3 to a 9 on a 10-point scale, with benefits lasting over an hour. The rule is simple: move by 3 p.m. every day. Not a grueling workout, just 10 minutes of intentional movement. That afternoon slump you experience? Movement fixes it more reliably than another coffee. Exercise doesn't take time, it makes time. We've been sold a lie. Anything worth doing must be done daily. Miss a day at the gym? You're a failure. This all-or-nothing thinking paralyzes us. Here's the truth. 3 times a week is a habit. Shift from a 24-hour mindset to a weekly perspective, and scarcity transforms into abundance. Even with full-time work, 40 hours, and sleep, 56 hours, you still have 72 hours for other priorities. People chose diverse activities for their 3 times weekly habits: reading, writing, family time, cooking, language practice, playing instruments. The results were remarkable. 62% spent more time on their chosen activities, with a median increase of 60 minutes weekly. One mother discovered that 3 times weekly maintained her identity. She was still the kind of person who does that activity, despite parenthood's demands. By removing perfectionism's pressure, we actually do more and enjoy it more. Life never goes according to plan. Traffic jams, sick children, work emergencies, yet we schedule our weeks as if everything will go perfectly. The solution? Create backup slots, designated times that accommodate whatever priority needs rescheduling. When you plan 4 gym sessions knowing one might get bumped, making it to 3 feels like success. One professor scheduled 2 research sessions weekly, plus a Sunday backup. When her husband was hospitalized, this resilient approach allowed her to meet her article deadline. People who implemented backup slots experienced reduced time anxiety and could handle unexpected events without stress. Why do childhood summers feel endless while adult weeks blur together? Our perception of time depends on distinct memories we create. Intensity and novelty make time feel longer. Routine makes weeks vanish. The antidote? One big adventure, a few hours, and one little adventure, about an hour, each week. These don't need to be exotic, just out of the ordinary and genuinely appealing. The challenge isn't finding adventures, it's planning them. Make lists, check event calendars, brainstorm with family. When tempted to abandon plans for comfort, picture yourself afterward. People who followed through reported profound benefits. Life feels more expansive, and I feel more connected with my family. Adventures change their perception of time and identity. We were the kind of people who do fun stuff. Personal time often becomes the first casualty in family life. Taking one night weekly for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Not a flexible whenever commitment, but a fixed appointment. Things that can happen whenever tend to happen whenever. One software engineer transformed her life with Tuesday night tennis, just 90 minutes of her 168-hour week. She returns home glowing, the physical activity and social connection profoundly affecting her well-being. The anticipation lifts your mood and creates expansiveness throughout the week. Small tasks fragment focus and prevent deep work by constantly demanding attention. The solution is batching, designating specific time blocks for necessary but non-priority tasks. Many productivity experts promote the 2-minute rule, doing tasks immediately if they take under 2 minutes. But small tasks often expand beyond estimates or enable procrastination. Instead, try the 3-hour rule. Dedicate your first 3 hours to focused work with notifications off, then handle calls, meetings, and administrative tasks after lunch. When people batched tasks during afternoon energy dips, results were significant. Improved focus during prime hours, more progress on priorities, and reduced mental drain. Even busy people have leisure time, but we default to minimal energy activities, social media scrolling, television watching, mindless phone checking. The average American with a full-time job watches over 2 hours of TV daily, plus 90-plus minutes on social media. The solution isn't eliminating screens, it's doing just a few minutes of effortful fun before turning to effortless entertainment. Reading topped the list of preferred effortful leisure, followed by puzzles, crafting, and actively connecting with loved ones. To resist the siren song of the sofa, people employed strategies, picturing themselves on the other side, making effortful fun alluring, and setting a timer. Results were remarkable. Happiness with leisure time increased by 20%, while feelings of not wasting time rose by 32%. These 9 rules create a framework for managing life with intention. Giving yourself a bedtime, planning on Fridays, moving by 3 p.m., establishing 3 times weekly habits, creating backup slots, planning weekly adventures, taking one night for yourself, batching small tasks, and choosing effortful activities. Together, they transform your relationship with time. They acknowledge you're human with limited energy, while insisting you have more agency than you realize. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. It's waking up Monday knowing what matters, having energy at 3 p.m. instead of reaching for coffee, and remembering your weeks because you filled them with moments worth remembering. When you stop fighting time and start working with it intentionally, something remarkable happens. Time doesn't multiply, but it expands, becoming more spacious, satisfying, and yours. The problem was never having too little time. It was never learning to use what you already have.